if you didn't hear how all this originated, you want to go back two or three shows and get the information. I don't have time to go back over it again today. But between this show on Awakening Zone and the Thursday show on Voice America, we covered a lot about the dark side. And this is a continuation on into it to really get an understanding about how the light works with the beginning of creation. And every moment we are in the beginning of creation, right? So I am supported and acknowledged by my own I Am presence. I'm sure everybody was conscious enough to do that with me. Once again, I am supported and acknowledged by my own I Am presence. That means by the light of me, by the choice of me, by the energy of me, I am acknowledged and supported. And how does that work? The light that I am is illuminated and radiated out from me by my thoughts, my emotions, and my focus on them. They go out, they hit the ionosphere, they bounce back to me as my reality. If I want to change my world, I change my thoughts and the pattern of my thoughts, the expectations that my thoughts create, and the beliefs that my thoughts become. So I am the divine love of support and acknowledgement for myself. And because I am, I allow all energy, I call in all energy to be there to support and acknowledge and give to me the light and the radiation of my light that I am. So if I'm sending out fear, fear will be radiated and bounced back to me. And therefore, I am the creation of all creation. Now, I want to talk a little bit about waiting for something without a fair exchange of energy, or wanting something without a fair exchange of energy. How it came in is wanting something for nothing. And I was watching my own energy. I overcompensate, okay? But it's the same thing, just a different side of the coin. So for me, it's I'm going to overpay people, and if I don't pay them for something, why should they give me anything? You can kind of see the enigma of running a business in that. So what do I attract a lot of? I attract a lot of people that don't want to pay anything for getting what I am giving so that I can come to consciousness about both sides of it. So it led me to the genetics list, and for those of you, if anybody's new, you know that you get my 5 sheets that I work with when you take the Balance podcast. And if you are inclined to do anything, guys, any webinar you want to watch, any class you want to take that's offered on IMD Wallace, do it now. Because at the end of December, everything goes back up to its original price, which is more than fair anyway. But if you want to get a really good deal, get my Christmas present now. So on the genetics list, number 4, I was told to change the words to knowing the I am is me. Not knowing that I am is within me, but knowing that it's me. Now, let me go over real quickly what wanting something without a fair exchange of energy, or, well, the favorite phrase in our society is, that guy wants something for nothing, right? And it was interesting to me to watch, I must say, quite a lot of emails come in going, well, thanks, Dee, for your Christmas gift, but could I have it for nothing? And I'm going, no. Because, guys, that represents as me having to pay someone for whatever they want to do for me, right? That represents a belief in a non-fair exchange of energy, a belief that I don't have to give out and send out and radiate out the same amount of energy that I want to get back. What that looks like in money could be, you know, wanting something for nothing. And if you want something for nothing, usually you get nothing. You might get a workshop, but you don't get what the workshop is about because you have subconsciously not put the energy out there to say, I have an investment in understanding this. How it looks like in relationships is an uneven balance of give or take. So somebody is enabling and somebody is being enabled. And that is an imbalance in the exchange of energy. It is an exchange of energy, but the exchange is not in balance. How that looks in our health is expecting wellness in every part of your life without choosing the vibrations and emotions that create it. For example, anger does not create wellness. Fear does not create wellness. We know this scientifically from a health point of view. So if we're choosing to stay pissed off and angry, it is not a fair exchange for our body to create health for us. And let's look at success. Well, success, it was interesting what the channel brought in about success. It depends on your definition. If it's just fine with you to be successful without being in integrity, then you can put the work out and give people stuff and still be successful. Interesting, huh? But if you judge your success by the only way that I can be successful is to stay in integrity, and I don't believe people are in integrity, then you will attract a lot of people to work for or a lot of people to serve that are out of integrity so that you can get clear that you're judging yourself. Okay, well, that was really big. So, again, this fifth sheet that is coming in is my understanding right now is what most of at least the beginning of 2012 is going to be about. Knowing, not hoping, not thinking, not plotting, not trying to figure out, but knowing that your I Am presence supports and acknowledges everything that you want to be and therefore create. So if your energy, your light, is not supporting you in knowing that you are successful, then you won't be. If your I Am presence, your light, created and backed by your thoughts and emotions and focus, keeps telling you you're sick, then you will be, because you're the highest answer and you are the creation of you. All right, that was a lot. That was some pretty heavy stuff. So I want to tell you the last thing that came in today as I was doing work with my beautiful niece here is, and again, the blessings of being together as a family, and nobody loves or is closer to their family than I am. And I love that about our family. And yet when we all get together, it's total bloody chaos. And what we actually got to today was a belief, and it is shared by everyone, that chaos creates joy. And you can't have joy without chaos. if you know anything about Deepak Chopra's work and spiritual lessons, seven spiritual lessons or whatever that his first, one of his very first books called, he says in there often the world looks like it's in chaos and actually it's divinely orchestrated. So open your heart and know that joy, if you think chaos has to create joy, you cannot create your life with an open heart. And we know that when we drop to our heart is absolutely the highest and most accurate and most divinely directed information we can have.